And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff with you. Hey, Nick's going to hang out because he wants to hear this next segment. I want to hear this next segment, and I know you guys are going to want to hear this next segment, especially when we talk about education. I'm just going to use the words right now, and we'll kind of see if we can help you guys through this process. But, you know, with the fear and the stress and the uncertainty out there that parents and teachers and the students are having, are there ways that we can help all these people out? And I think there are. And I was blessed a couple weeks ago to be reading something in my own paper about a young woman who has put together a really thought process that I thought might be helpful for some of you out there. And of course, I'm talking about Britt Canner. And of course, she calls it bcannersolutions.com, bcannersolutions.com. I'm going to put it up online so you guys don't lose it. And we're going to talk a little bit about Britt and some of the things she's thinking about. So Britt, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Outstanding. So we'll get that website out quite a bit, but let's first talk about, Britt. Who are you and why are you involved in education? Then let's talk about the solution that I think might be helpful for some people.
Sure. So I have been an educator, I feel like, all my life, teaching surfing, swimming, and eventually children in the classroom. And I think I'm pretty experienced with understanding kids' needs, and I really appreciate the socio-emotional piece that kids have in school. And, and I'm pretty aware that things are a little challenging for everybody right now. My background, yes, teaching, and I guess the last place I taught was at New Franklin School.
Nice.
Where I was working with small group literacy instruction. I just feel like there's a need right now that families have been reaching out to me that I used to teach. I was most recently working at a job that involved studying abroad for high school students, and that was obviously taken away from me from COVID. And once I posted something on my own account, a family that I used to teach in Puerto Rico, where I was a teacher for a couple of years, asked me to start helping them make a plan for the fall because they were very nervous about sending their kids back to school. So I think that sums up a little bit of what you just asked me.
Yeah, that is.
I hope.
And once again, everyone, you can go to bcannersolutions.com, bcannersolutions.com. I'm going to post that up online, both on my Facebook, my LinkedIn, and also over at the station's information as well. So don't be afraid if you're driving down the road right now. I want you to pay attention to driving and not trying to write this information out. All right. So people can go to this website, and they're going to see some great things, some ways to communicate with you online, which is really kind of cool. What do you hope that Bcanner Solution can help with either teachers, students, or parents? But I think particularly when we talk about parents and students, the apprehension is really there. What do you hope that you will be able to help with?
Sure. Well, if you don't mind, Jeff, I think this, granted, a family reached out to me to help, but my first thought are the teachers, to be honest with you. My mom is a teacher, and this is another reason why I wanted this to happen. My mom is in her 60s, and is expected to go back in person in the fall. And I'm nervous. That's not okay. And I think there are many, many teachers out there who aren't being thought of. And I really want, I wish their voices were more, were louder, or there was more of an effort to support them. But we can maybe talk more about that after. But the families that have been reaching out to me, I hope to give them some type of assurance that just because your child is not going into school every day or you're fearful to send them, there's still a way to make some type of structure in their day, because the parents have had such a hard time working from home, juggling being a parent, and then also juggling trying to support their children when their remote learning time is done. And I'm trying to find qualified educators to either be some type of tutor for them in a way where they can reinforce those really important skills. If you think back to kindergarten, first grade, second grade, such important developmental years, socially and academically, learning sounds of letters. I mean, yes, you can talk through that on a screen, but you need that in-person instruction, especially for the little kids. So how do you create that in a pandemic when people are fearful to send their children to a big school? I'm trying to work with families by listening to their needs and find educators that would be willing to meet in person in COVID-regulated ways that maybe the schools aren't doing because there's not any direction or not very clear direction right now about how to be as safe as possible. So I'm listening to parents' needs, and like I said, tutoring is one of them. A lot of families say they want homeschooling, but I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what homeschooling is and isn't.
Right.
So that's another thing that I'm trying to communicate and help families understand. And a lot of families are also looking to hire one educator to work with maybe a pod of children to either reinforce those lessons that they're getting from remote learning. But, you know, they have a big chunk of their day left where I understand that kids are expected to do work for a couple hours in the afternoon, but it's really hard when they're so young. They don't have that kind of direction and focus that they would in a classroom with a teacher right there. So trying to recreate that in the safest way possible, virtually and in person, and just trying to support those needs as we go here because there's so much unknown.
What a great concept. Once again, we're talking to Britt Canner. Of course, you can find out more by going to bcannersolutions.com, bcannersolutions.com. You know, I often tell people, you know, when I used to travel an awful lot, there were times when I needed a tour guide and there were times when I didn't need a tour guide. And the times I thought I didn't need a tour guide, I was lost. I was like, it was so overwhelming. And it sounds like this is a lot of what you're trying to help out with too, because there is Britt, and you can share some of the conversations. You don't have to give us names, but there is so much apprehension with parents right now. They seem so lost, so stressed. It seems to me that this type of solution could greatly reduce that stress, which then greatly reduces the stress in the students as well.
Exactly, and I think that's something else. I did some work with anxiety in children, and the anxiety level that parents have right now and stress and worry, the kids are feeding off of that. And I was with a friend's 2-year-old the other day, and she's saying, mask on, mask off. You know, that's her language right now. And so obviously she's 2, and, you know, it's interesting. But everyone is so heightened with nerves and what do we do. So yes, I've been listening to families. That's part of my services is, you know, a free call, a consultation call to understand what's going on. And my voice is a bit strained because I've been doing a lot of that this week and talking and listening, and I'm taking on I think we had previously spoken about the word empathy. I have so much empathy for these families and teachers right now, and I'm not promising I can solve everything by any means, but I can at least create some type of, here's 2 hours of your day where you're going to have somebody kind of guide you a little bit more through this crazy journey we're on with school right now. And it's somebody who's an educator. It's not someone you're just randomly trying to find. It's someone that I either know, have worked with, or has really great experience. And parents who try to take on that teaching piece, they're realizing it's so hard, and the value of a good teacher is so incredibly important to get their children from, you know, first grade to second grade. Or right now, I feel like it's just a day-to-day thing. We don't know what the school year is going to look like. So, it grows every day, the need. There's always like a new thought from a parent or even a teacher that I'm looking to bring on. So it's changing all the time.
And that's that was such an interesting way of saying it as well, calmly. But you're right. There are so many variables none of us know. I mean, even now, we're just a few weeks away from what school would normally be opening. And there are school districts that are just uncertain about so many things. And the thing that I found fascinating when I read the article about you and then reading your website was, and I don't want to put any more pressure on you whatsoever. Once again, we're talking to Britt Canner. And, of course, we're doing bcannersolutions.com, bcannersolutions.com. I found that you are one of the rare voices out there that says, look, maybe not, we don't know all the answers, but if I could find out your situation, maybe there might be something available for you. Maybe there's a way that we could look at trying to help you out a little bit. I haven't heard anyone else trying to do that.
Yeah, Jeff, that's exactly what I am doing. You're so right. You know, I because like I said, it changes all the time, you know, and unfortunately we don't really have any strict guidance and that, you know, we can all agree on. I mean, no one's ever going to agree on everything, but there's a lot of things coming up for me and teachers that are my friends, that are my family, that why are they being told, yep, you're going to go back and maybe wear a mask. Maybe we'll do remote learning. Maybe we'll do part-time. Maybe we'll all go together. And that's not the school district's fault. That's that higher level person that we need. I just feel like we need somebody to tell us it's going to be okay, you know, but it's not.
Right.
And obviously I'm not that higher level person, but at least I can help just hear these families' needs and their worries from the family who has an elderly parent living with them. They're fearful to send their children to school because they're going to come home with who knows what. And, you know, kids are awesome, but they're also tons of germs. Like, they're, you know, and that's
really?
Teachers have the strongest immune system ever. I have to tell you that. But that
right.
shouldn't mean that they should be going to school in person and risking their lives for this right now. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to take on
right.
for everybody.
Agreed. Once again, and as somebody who's walked into a classroom and someone who currently teaches virtually, I guess I'm kind of lucky right now, but classroom yeah. environments, like I said, should be safe. People should have no apprehensions. And I think that's going to be overwhelming in some of these schools, especially in the hotter districts. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just something yeah. that we need to think about. Hey, once again, we're talking to Britt Canner, bcannersolutions.com, bcannersolutions.com. I highly encourage you reaching out to her. If you're sitting here right now, I don't care if you're a student listening to my radio show, if you're a parent listening to my radio show or a teacher listening, and you have apprehension, and if you think that there might be some solutions out there that can reduce that stress, and that's the key, because when you reduce the stress, then the learning environment is much easier for people to handle, then why don't you reach out to Brett, find out, I don't want to overwhelm you, Brett, but find out what are some of the options out there and some of the ways that you might guide this, and I think if you can relieve yourself of some of the stress, it'll be a much better next few weeks. At least talk to somebody who seems to be thinking about a solution. Hey, Brett, any last word from you?
I appreciate you having me on and, you know, giving families my information and teachers too, because I need help. It's been a very exciting time in terms of the outreach I've had, but I'm also looking for those really amazing educators who are willing to maybe take on a little bit of tutoring.
Nice.
You know, I have full-time teachers who have reached out and said, I would love to support this and somehow, because I've seen that what's missing for these kids who aren't getting to see us every day. And, you know, and I feel for everyone in this situation. It's tough, but I'm really trying to just support in any way I can. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me and letting people know.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on too, Britt, as you go through this and see how it works out and see how else we can help. What we'll do is take a break. We'll come right back on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition with Jeff Chittister. All next.